Matthew 5 and verse 7. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. It's a law of God. The more merciful you are to others, the more merciful God will be to you. I want God to be tremendously merciful to me because I'm not perfect. That's why. I'm not committing obvious sin, but I make mistakes. I make mistakes that cause problems for other people sometimes. You know, sometimes you're driving. You don't want to hurt anybody, but accidentally you hurt someone. Can happen when you're driving a scooter or anything. There's so many things. Even in a home, you can accidentally hurt somebody or in your workplace. And I want God to be merciful to me for all my mistakes. And God says, be merciful to others. Don't jump on others when they do something wrong. Forgive, let it become a habit with you that you're immediately merciful. Why? Because there's a law which says, if you're merciful to others, God will be merciful to you. You know, that was written even in the Old Testament. You read in Psalm 18. Psalm 18, scripture is so wonderful. You never feel like stopping when we study scripture. Psalm 18. Have you read this verse? All of you, you must know this verse. Psalm 18 and verse 25. Psalm 18 verse 25. With the kind, God shows himself kind. And verse 26. With the crooked, God shows himself astute, twisted. So if you find that God is dealing with you in a rough way, okay? Some of you feel God's dealing with me roughly. You must have dealt with somebody else roughly too. Look back and see. Did you treat somebody roughly? You know the answer. God treats roughly those who treat other people roughly. God is merciful to those who are merciful. God is kind to those who are kind to others. I want God to be kind to me all the time. And I say, Lord, I want to be kind to everybody. One last verse, James chapter 2, it says, in verse 13, this is a word of judgment. Judgment will be merciless to one who has shown no mercy to others. Mercy triumphs over judgment. You know what mercy or triumphs over judgment means? That means when somebody does something wrong, it may be accidental, it may be deliberate. Sometimes deliberate, very often accidental. Somebody did something wrong that's caused problem for me. Maybe on the road, maybe in the office, maybe at home. And immediately, my attitude towards that person is judgment. How can you do this to me? Okay? You, judgment to you will be merciless from God. Because God is the final one who judges. And it says, there'll be zero mercy in the way God judges you on earth and in eternity. But if your attitude is, forget it, it's okay. Perfectly okay. Maybe somebody's serving you hot coffee in some restaurant, spills it on your pant. Okay. Okay, we all make mistakes, forget it. That's one example. Those are small things. But there could be bigger things. Learn to be merciful. The reason why some of you have not got mercy from God is because you have not been merciful to others. You're not merciful to even to your husbands or wives or to your children. You're so hard on your children. No wonder God is so hard on you. No wonder you don't seem to, your train doesn't seem to be making much progress towards your goal. Year after year after year, you're defeated by the same old sins. It's like your children having problem with addition. Son, can you add 25 plus 25? No, Dad, can't add 25 plus 25. 5 years, you're still struggling with 25 plus 25. That's right. That's how some people are. They have not made progress spiritually even after so many years. You'd be very concerned if your child was like that. But you're like that. How much have you progressed in being merciful to others? Have you learned it? 25 plus 25? Have you learned to be merciful and not to judge? To be quick to be merciful? It's a wonderful life. I can tell you from many years of my own experience, it's wonderful if you live according to the laws of God. Meditate on these laws I gave you and live by them, and you'll see what a difference even the remaining 8 months of this year can be in your life compared to all the years gone by. I've sought to live by God's laws. It's made all the difference in my life. It's made the difference in my home. It's made the difference with my children. It's made the difference with my business. It's made the difference with my earning and everything. Earthly things, but heavenly things first. It's made the difference of being able to sleep properly at night. It's made the difference of being completely 100% free from anxiety. All these things. What a wonderful life. It'll even lower your blood pressure. Believe me, it will. If you follow these laws, because those laws affect our body as well. I pray that all of you will be gripped by this, and we'll see that this is the way God wants every one of us to live. We are to live according to the laws of God. Let's pray. We thank you, Father, that you've prepared such a wonderful life for us in the new covenant through the Holy Spirit. And we want to live in the light of that all our days. Please help us. Everyone here, Lord, let's not miss out on anything that you have for us. We believe that you brought everybody here today, who is here today, to listen to this message so that their life can be changed permanently. We pray that it will be so. We pray that nobody will miss out on this. Whatever our past may have been, help us to repent, turn to you. I want to urge you, my dear brother, sister, take a moment to say, Lord, I don't want to live the coming days the way I've lived in the past. I really want to change, Lord. Please help me. Why am I always defeated? Why is my train stuck? Why is my train going in the wrong direction? Help me to wake up, Lord. I really want to take my Christian life seriously from today and live by your laws and experience the blessing of it. Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.